You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, latest on quarterly results, India's top car maker Maruti Suzuki India on Wednesday reported over two-fold jump in its consolidated net profit to Rs. 1,036 crore for the first quarter ended June 30th, mainly due to a low base in the year-ago period. The auto major had posted a net profit of Rs. 475 crore in the COVID-hit April-June quarter of the last fiscal. Its net sales rose to Rs. 26,512 crore in the June quarter compared to Rs. 17,776 crore in the same period of 2021-22. Performance in the first quarter of the last year was affected by COVID-related shutdowns and disruptions, and hence comparison with the first quarter this year is not on a like-to-like basis, MSI said in a statement. Moving on to telecom sector now, with better than expected Rs. 1.45 lakh crore bids coming in on the first day, the auction of 5G spectrum entered the second day on Wednesday with the opening of the fifth round. Firms run by tycoons Mukesh Ambani, Sunil Bharti Mittal and Gautam Adani as well as Vodafone Idea are participating in the e-auction to buy fifth generation airwaves. The government received confirmed spectrum bids worth Rs. 1.45 lakh crore after the completion of four rounds of spectrum bidding on the opening day on Tuesday. Analysts said Ambani's Reliance Jio may be the most aggressive of those in the race. Though details of the bids are not announced as yet, ICICI Securities said its analysis show that Jio has likely bid for the highest spectrum worth Rs. 80,100 crore and likely opted for 10 MHz spectrum in the premium 700 MHz band. Bharti Airtel may have bid for spectrum worth Rs. 45,000 crore, spending 20% more than expected, possibly in 1800 MHz and 2100 MHz bands. Vodafone Idea Limited has likely bid for Rs. 18,400 crore for spectrum, while Adani Data Networks should have picked 26 GHz spectrum pan-India, it said. Now some critical update on the US economy. Several American distressed debt asset managers are in fundraising talks with investors to boost their firepower, anticipating that a recession will create more opportunities to snap up and profit off troubled companies' debt, according to a Reuters report. Investment firms including Oaktree Capital Management, Golden Tree Asset Management, Monarch Alternative Capital, and Avenue Capital Group in recent weeks began marketing their plans to institutional investors, such as pension funds and endowments, according to eight investors familiar with the matter. To entice investors, some asset managers are offering capital call structures whereby investors hand over their cash and start paying management fees only when a target is identified, said two of the sources, all of whom wish to remain anonymous because the talks are private. Currently, around $78 billion committed to distressed investments globally are unallocated, according to data provider Preqin. In other news, Ukraine aims to strike a deal for a $15 to $20 billion program with the International Monetary Fund before year-end to help shore up its war-torn economy, the country's central bank governor, Kyrylo Shevchenko, told Reuters. Battered by Russia's invasion, launched on Feb 24th, Ukraine faces a 35 to 45% economic contraction in 2022 and a monthly fiscal shortfall of $5 billion and is heavily reliant on foreign financing from its Western partners. Speaking during his visit to London, Shevchenko also said he hoped to agree on a swap line with the Bank of England within weeks, though he did not specify the amount. Kyiv had already submitted its request to the IMF, the governor said, and was now in consultation with the fund over the new financing that he hoped would provide as much as $20 billion over 2 or 3 years in form of a standby arrangement or an extended fund facility. Meanwhile, Bangladesh has asked the International Monetary Fund to start negotiations for a loan, the finance minister told the Pratham Alo newspaper while adding that the economy was no way in trouble. Minister AHM Mustafa Kamal said he did not specify any amount in a letter he sent to the IMF on Sunday. Two sources with knowledge of the matter who declined to be identified, as only the finance minister was authorized to talk to the media, said the government had not yet decided how much money it wanted. And finally, here is what happened on Dalal Street today. The headline indices snapped their losing streak to close with gains on Wednesday. S&P BSE Sensex rose 547 points to settle at 55,816, while NSE Nifty 50 index rose 157 points to end at 16,641. Sun Pharma was up 3.3% on closing bell as the best performing Sensex stock, followed by State Bank of India and Larsen & Toubro. In the red was Bharti Airtel, falling declined 1.25%, accompanied by Kotak Mahindra Bank and NTPC. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.